The UK government has been accused of mission creep with regards to the war in Mali after Downing Street confirmed Britain would be sending additional support and assistance to the French-led intervention in the North African country. Well, let's switch over to Washington to take a little bit bigger look at the situation in Mali. Joined by African policy analyst Nai Akute. Thank you so much for being with us. Nia Akute, sorry about that. I want to look at the situation in Mali right now. Now the French has taken over basically a third city, and obviously they're going to be getting control, more control over that area. Do you think that we're going to be seeing the French in there long term?
I don't think so. Of course, as it's often said, the first casualty of war is truth. And war is full of surprises, so anything can happen. But my own reading, and based on what the French government has said, is that once they help to push out the jihadist fighters, the Africans are putting together a force to take over from the French, and the French have said that they will hand it over to the Africans. So in terms of especially foot soldiers, I mean boots on the ground, I expect it to be turned over to the Africans. Now the Africans don't have some of the equipment needed, especially aircraft. So in terms of aircraft, we might see Western aircraft there for a while. But the direct answer to your question, I don't expect French ground forces to be there for a long time. That is not the plan.
Mr. Akute, there are some, though, that say because of the natural resources, that's why they have gone in and will stay. And, of course, others are saying even if they're not on the ground with boots, they still have control of the natural resources. What's your take on this?
I'm afraid, you know, the war in Mali actually started in January 12, 2012. That is over 13 months ago, when fighters from Libya, armed with arms from Colonel Gaddafi's arsenal, went all the way through Algeria to enter Mali. So the Africans had been asking for Western help. They've been in the United Nations. It took 9 months. I was very worried that the help was slow. My point is that I don't think that the French intervention is has been pushed by the need to go after resources. That is possible, but my reading is that the Africans and the Malians and ECOWAS and the Africa Union have all been very alarmed that fighters from outside Mali had taken over most of Mali, and they wanted Western help. And in my view, the help was late in coming. So I do not see it as driven overtly by the need for resources. It could be their covert reason, but this is a war that is in its 13th month, and Mali was in danger of being taken over. And the Africans were very alarmed, and they have sought this help.
We have also, though, in Mali that the current government, of course, took power in a coup. However, now the West is backing, actually, the current government. Do you see any problem with that, that the democratically elected government was overthrown and not a whole lot done at that time? Do you think that that has had an effect on the current situation?
Oh, I think it has, but there is one correction I must make. I think I do agree with you very much. I mean, I write and analyze Western policy, especially American policy, as they affect Africa. I was one of the first to condemn the overthrow of the democratically elected government. In fact, that former president, I actually worked with him before he became president, so I know him personally. I was upset at his overthrow, led by a captain that the United States trained. But the Africans forced that captain out of power, so that the government in Mali now is not a military junta, it's a civilian government. The president's name is President Diomkuda Traore. He has a civilian prime minister also, Mr. Sissoko, and they just announced that by July they will hold democratic elections. But to answer your question, yes, I was very upset that the army that the U.S. had trained for 8 years, and a man who were trained for many, many times in the U.S., turned around and overthrew the democratically elected government. I've made that statement even to the U.S. Congress and to media organizations here. So I think that was an egregious thing. Some American officials have actually come and admitted that, yes, we trained this guy and he overthrew the government, and that's not a good thing.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Ni Akwata, out of Washington.